Hey, Harpy Hour fans. There's a new way to earn yourselves a coveted Harpy Hour logo sticker and get a shout out from us in an episode.
Just tag us at Harpy Hour Pod on an original social media post. So not a retweet, but something you wrote yourself telling your friends how much you love us.
Next, DM us your mailing address straight from your social media account or email us along with a screenshot of your post to harpyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
You won't get another sticker if you already got one in our last giveaway, but let your friends know anyways so they can participate and get a matching sticker.
We're only giving away up to 20 stickers, but if you miss out, you can also get one by supporting us on Patreon.
Now, before you enjoy the episode, check out this promo from another awesome podcast to add to your list and stick around for Harpy Hour.
Hi, I'm Chelsea, the host of Crime and Crime Again. On my podcast, I cover lesser-known true crime cases. I tell the stories that you may not have heard before. Join me in bringing light to the stories of the missing and murdered, and being a voice when their own has been silenced. You can find Crime and Crime Again anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Harpy Hour may contain explicit language, as well as graphic, violent, and sexual content. Listener discretion is advised.
I'll figure it out. We always do.
Welcome to Harpy Hour.
Doing it live. Doing it
Liz
live.
Is already exasperated by
She's it. Just so over it. I get it. I get it.
Welcome. Ugh.
God damn it. Just never mind.
And never get a word in.
You get plenty of words in.
You got all the words. Got a lot of words.
We are the Harpies.
I'm Tracy.
I'm Liz.
I'm Steph.
And this is our podcast where we share ridiculous stories in history, science, and entertainment.
And interrupt Liz.
Do you want to hear a joke, Liz? You want to hear a joke?
I want to hear a joke.
Oh, God. Is it like the interrupting goose or something? Oh, yeah.
Is it supposed to be knock, knock, who's there, interrupting cow?
Oh, whoops.
Great joke.
I got
interrupting
too excited.
Cow who? When you're trying to say interrupting cow who, you start mooing in the middle of it. Isn't that how it goes?
I mean, great I think execution. There are several versions of this.
I've heard two. One of them was just the one you did right now, and the other one's the real version.
Mm. Speaking of moo, we got an email recently about a mistake we made. And yes, we are not a perfect podcast. We make mistakes.
Is it a mistake? I feel like it's an accent thing, a dialect thing.
I would argue it's
I
not,
will acknowledge
well,
it.
You know what? I'm going to guess that Liz looked up the proper pronunciation.
Oh, like 7. Oh, I wake up at like 7 in the morning and I pick up my phone. And at 7:01, I was Googling pronunciation for insert word and watching videos.
While you were doing that, did you look up how to say pronunciation? Because you just said pronunciation.
But yeah, I was at work when I saw that email come in, and I texted you guys, but I think you were probably asleep.
Well, I was asleep.
I got a good chuckle while I was at work.
Yeah.
The mistake is in reference to an episode recently featuring one of my segments where there is a war amongst what are not emus.
Not emus.
Are... Wonderful fan listener said that it's not emu like a cow. It's emu.
Like Mew.
Mew like a cat. Like,
yeah. Oh.
Mew like the Pokemon.
Yeah.
This E-mew was our listener Lonnie in Australia. And
who we love. Hi, Lonnie.
Yes. Hi, Lonnie. And what did she also say something about? She gave us some fun facts about the war, too, didn't she?
Oh, that it's like the only war in Australia where like the Australian army was defeated.
Was defeated, yes.
Yeah.
Hold on, now I'm going to pull up the email.
Yes. I don't think I've ever heard once someone say emu.
I think Americans just pronounce
it wrong.
Yeah, I
don't think I've ever heard it pronounced correctly.
Did either of you go online by any chance and look up the proper pronunciation? You did, Liz.
I just said I did.
Yeah.
And is it emu?
Yeah, it's very like almost indistinguishable. I think it depends on like which little video guide you listen to. Because I kept saying it a bunch of times and like I almost can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Emu.
So the other thing that Lonnie said was that the last soldiers to stand on American soil in war were born in Australia. They were fighting for the Brits, but born in the colonies here. So they picked the wrong side, but they were the last soldiers standing. So good for them. See, the Aussies have a representation on American soil in war.
Emu.
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 Emu, mew, mew.
Emu is the bird. Emu is the llama.
Yeah, we're never gonna. Oh my God, you guys, we were driving the other day and we drove past an alpaca and had we think it was an alpaca. We had a huge debate, Craig and I, mm-hmm. about whether it was a llama or an alpaca and how, and if you can tell by sight from our car, which it was. We determined we cannot, but some people probably can.
It can be done.
We are not those people. But it was like a debate. Anyway.
Like the same thing.
Anyway.
My aunt and uncle have a bunch of alpaca.
Alpaca my bags to visit your uncle.
They're really goofy looking when they shear them because they just leave like a tuft on their head. Oh. And like they're otherwise pretty shaved. So they got this like little pomp on the top of their head.
Is that like the bowl cut of the 90s?
They're kind of goofy underbite, you know, their teeth.
Yeah.
They're really goofy looking things. They're absurd.
They never leave their awkward phase.
No. Nope. Definitely not.
Adorbs. I love it.
Tracy's waiting for you to ask her something.
I am. Stuff. There's nothing else I can add.
I'm supposed to ask. Oh, fuck. What am I supposed to ask you? How's the wedding planning going?
It's great. By the time this airs, I'll probably be like a married person or some shit.
I don't think so. Almost.
Almost.
This airs.
She'll be married.
Oh, yeah, you'll be married.
I'll be deaf.
Wow,
married.
We're already recording for June. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
I guess you are.
My initials
married.
Will be TLC, which
in a few weeks.
Really excites me.
I'm weirdly excited, guys, to get on a plane. Like, not just to be home. Like, I'm going home to New Jersey first, then to Tracy's wedding. And I'm excited to go home because I've never been in one state for over a year like this. It's been so long. But I'm just excited to get on a plane and have the plane experience.
Haven't like, you gone like seat. On plane like inter island?
Right, right. Yeah. But that's like there's a like half hour. Like it's like you get up in the air, they give you a drink, they collect your garbage, and then you're landed. Like it's so.
I mean,
fast.
That's the plane experience.
Yeah,
we're lucky
it's
that
just
it's
an elongated
hour.
Plane yeah. experience.
Well, I know, but I'm just like I'm really excited to like settle in and like watch a movie and like take a nap and like
yeah,
have
that's
food
weird.
Service. Like
she's
I don't
gonna
know
have
why.
The worst flight of her life coming home.
I know.
And she's gonna be like, I never want to fly again.
She's
probably.
Not.
I'm not even gonna go back to Hawaii.
Notice how she's not like, I'm so excited to see you guys and our friends because all of our friends are going to be in the same place.
Well, that's obvious.
No.
Like, I'm obviously
no.
excited to go home, see my family.
It
see
goes
you guys,
without
do all that.
Saying.
I'm finding it weird that I'm excited to actually just fly. Like, I'm excited to just get on a plane and go on a long distance flight, which is weird. It's something I've never been like happy to do. But I'm like, yeah,
because no
on
one
plane.
Is ever happy to do this.
I know, but I am for some reason. It's just been so long. Okay. I guess I have something else to ask you.
Will you marry me? Is that your question?
I will
She's
not.
She's taken.
But thank you for the offer.
I mean,
am flattered.
All right. Rude.
What are you going to talk about today?
Steph, I'm so glad you in particular asked me because the alternate
me.
Title is the Steph Education segment. But the
oh,
real teaser is while you were off getting high with the French. Which is, of course, a Hamilton reference.
I know.
No guesses?
Well, I remember when
oh,
you
then
called
don't say it.
The topic. Yeah.
And I just was looking at the spreadsheet, so I also know.
Okay, well, rude. We're going to move on.
What a tease.
The Cannes Film Festival. Let's talk about the Cannes Film Festival because Steph is uneducated. Let's talk about the city of Cannes. A little bit of geography, shall we?
Geography.
Geography. So, It is located along the French Riviera and the Mediterranean coast. It's a commune in the Alpes-Maritimes department within the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region. So, a commune in France is like civil townships and municipalities in the U.S. A department is like a county in the U.S. And a region is like a state in the U.S. So, there you go.
Lots of important geography tips for your trip, Steph.
You're welcome. I basically researched your trip for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Also, it is 4,425,696 Tracy's away from Erie, PA.
It's a lot of Tracy's.
It's a lot of Tracy's.
No one needs that many Tracy's. That is.
I mean,
much.
I would argue the world needs more Tracy's. What the world needs now.
Not that many.
It's Tracy.
We have too many people as it is. We don't need that many more Tracy's.
Okay. It has a population of nearly 74,000 people, making it about the same size as Camden, New Jersey, which is
a hellhole.
I put this in Jersey terms for you so you would understand. I am your Jersey translator.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. It is twinned or sister cities with Acapulco, Mexico, Beverly Hills, California, Kensington and Chelsea, England, and Shizuoka City in Japan.
All right. I hope we have Japanese listeners who are going to correct that.
Sorry. It's most closely associated with its luxury hotels along the Promenade des Croisettes, which is a beachfront avenue lined with palm trees. It's very pretty. I did all the Google images. It's very nice. So, thumbs up to Cannes. The Cannes Film Festival! So the festival is by invitation only, and it's one of the big five film festivals in the world. The big five include Cannes, the Venice Film Festival in Italy, the Berlin International Film Festival in Germany, the Toronto International Film Festival in Canada, and the Sundance Film Festival in the U.S.
That one I've heard of.
Europe is dominating that list.
Yeah, they're crushing it. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that Craig, I was telling him about this topic, and he was like, I mean, do they really make movies other places aside from the U.S.? Like, everybody just watches Hollywood. And I'm like, no, that's not, no. I'm like,
some might argue that international films or international relative to us are better than American movies.
Some would. I don't have enough information to make that argument. But yes, some would.
There are plenty of films made outside of the U.S.
Yeah, whatever. I'm like, okay, I can't even broach that topic with you right now. Okay.
That's a very, like, I don't know, American-centric thing to say. Yeah, like,
right?
You have a very, like, limited worldview, sir.
He was like, I guess Bollywood, too. And I'm like, those are the only two you can think
That's it. Bollywood and Hollywood. That's it. There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. Nothing else outside of that. Ugh, whatever.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get in the way, way back machine and go to 1938.
That is way, way back.
It's very way back. The French film industry at this point in time was very frustrated for like years, because at the time the Venice Film Festival was the only international film festival, and the Italians were fascists and they were super, super biased. Like literal fascists. The last straw was the Venice Film Festival of 1938, when Mussolini and Adolf Hitler fucked with the results. So Mussolini overruled the jury's decision in order to award the Coppa Mussolini, the Mussolini Cup, for best film, to Italian war film Luciano Serra, produced under the supervision of Mussolini's son. So a bunch of nepotism.
I mean, his name is on the cup. You'd kind of think that, like, I'm not that surprised that he would just be like, I get to choose who gets it. It's my cup.
Yeah, but you know what wasn't the greatest show?
My cup.
That one. You're not the greatest show. Anyway, Hitler overruled the jury's decision in order to award the Coppa di Mussolini, Coppa Mussolini for best foreign
Italian
film.
Italian is supposed to be the language you can speak.
I know. That one I just read wrong. That one was a reading problem,
that
not a pronunciation.
The one that you can do, supposedly.
I know. That one's just a reading problem.
I mean, we don't know Italian, so we can't even verify.
That's why I said supposedly.
Because I can't confirm or deny whether her Italian is actually accurate.
Coppa Mussolini for the best foreign film to Olympia, which was a German documentary film about the Berlin 1936 Summer Olympics that was produced in association with the Nazi Ministry of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda. So Hitler was like, oh, this is a movie made by Nazis. That one's winning best foreign film. So, yeah. So that wasn't great. And the French and the British and American judges were so pissed off, they decided to break away and form their own festival. Kind of like King Henry VIII was like, you won't give me a divorce? I'm going to go make my own fucking church.
Fine, I'll just start my own. It'll be better than yours. I don't need you.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. But
and that's how World War II started.
But we got the Cannes Film Festival, so I can't be that mad. Anyway. May 31st, 1939. So it's like a year later at this point. The French government signs the birth certificate, which I didn't know you needed a birth certificate for a festival, but whatever. The French government signs the birth certificate for
the
first
father?
Le Festival International de Film. Did you like my French accent there?
Oh, was that French?
I had a little fake cigarette going on.
Yeah, that one was a little less like romantic.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like your usual French accent.
It was sexy. It was little Pepe Le Pew.
Cancel Pepe Le Pew.
I mean,
why are we canceling Pepe Le Pew?
Well, he's super date rapey.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He is very date rapey.
Yes. France officially picked the city of Cannes because, one, it had lots of tourist appeal because it's a French Riviera town and it's gorgeous. And two, the city of Cannes allocated funds to build a dedicated event space. So follow the money. That's why we did it.
It was less that they chose Cannes and more that Cannes chose themselves.
Cannes nominated. Cannes volunteered as tribute and we let them.
Yeah.
So the inaugural festival was scheduled for September 1st to the 20th. The night before, on August 31st, for those of you who keep calendars, the opening gala took place with a private screening of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Lots of big American stars of the time traveled by chartered boat to this festival, including Cary Grant, Mae West, and James Cagney.
Am I supposed to know those names?
Yeah, they're very famous Hollywood names.
Classic Hollywood.
God damn it, you are more hopeless than I thought.
Remember that time that I was a film major?
Yeah. How? God damn it, I forgot that. How do you not know who James fucking Cagney is?
I only laughed.
Well, she clearly wasn't very good at
it. You washed out, yes, but still.
I'm not good. I enjoy the making and production of film.
Clearly not enough.
Not so much into the history of film.
God damn it.
Or watching film.
Didn't you ever go on the movie ride in Disney World, the great movie ride?
Probably.
I hate
it's been a long time since I've been to Disney World.
The next day, September 1st, 1939, Germany and...
You're both sighing a lot this episode.
Because you are insufferable. I wonder why, Steph. The next day, September 1st, 1939, Germany invaded Poland and the festival was postponed for 10 days to, quote, be resumed if circumstances allow. Spoiler, circumstances did not allow.
Did not allow.
I like how optimistic they were. It's like, oh, we'll just shut down for 2 weeks.
Well, it definitely reminded me
that's like us at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, we'll just shut down for 2 weeks and it'll be fine.
Okay. So... France and England declared war on Germany 2 days later on September 3rd, and the French government canceled the 1939 festival shortly thereafter. So World War II happens. Fast forward. September 20th to October 5th, 1946. The festival is relaunched after World War II ended a year earlier in September of 1945, because they were always doing it in September, but it was a little short notice in 45. So the featured films included Anna and the King of Siam, Beauty and the Beast, and the Three Musketeers. Those were the only ones I recognized from the list, so I picked those.
Okay.
21 countries featured their films, but this number dwindled to 16 the following year, and the festival was canceled in 1948 and 1950 due to lack of funds.
Hmm.
1951, the following year, the festival is moved to May to avoid directly competing
with the Venice Film Festival, which always runs in autumn. So they're like, all right, we won't be dicks anymore. Like, we'll move our festival since yours is older. 1957, Mexican actress, dancer, and singer Dolores Del Rio becomes the first female jury member. We'll get to juries later. 1965, British-American actress Olivia de Havilland is named the first female president of the jury. Again, we'll get to that later. Succeeded the next year by Italian actress Sophia Loren. Do you know who Sophia Loren is?
Ever heard of her?
I've heard of her.
Oh, God. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. 1968. On May 18th, filmmaker Louis Malet, along with a group of directors, took over the large room of the Palais, which is the venue that they had the festival in, and interrupted the projections in solidarity with students and labor on strike all throughout France. So they're having this big protest. And in protest of the eviction of the then president of the Cinémathèque, François, Henri Langlois. So they're pissed that the president...
French accent is inconsistent.
I mean, I never advertised my French accent. Like, that was not something I put on my resume. It's not a thing.
Not a skill.
No, it is not listed under special skills. So they're in solidarity with the labor strike all over France, and they're pissed about the president of the, like, cinematic organization being ousted. So on May 19th, Spanish director Carlos Saura and Czech-American director Milos Forman withdrew their films from competition in solidarity with the protesters. So basically, the entire film festival comes to a halt when these, like, big dicks pull their films out.
These big dicks pull out.
Yep, they were pulling out left and right.
Pull-out method.
The filmmakers achieved the reinstatement of the president, but the unrest in France throughout what is known to the French as May 68 would continue on. So May 68 is a whole different thing. That's a whole different segment. I'm not going into it. But anyway, suffice it to say that during the 1968 film festival, there was some unrest. Okay.
So there were long-term consequences for using the pull-out method?
Yes. Sure were. Okay. 1978, the festival is reduced to 13 days, which makes it more selective because there's less time to view everything.
Say, before you said the 1st to the 20th, right? That's really long.
Right. So now it's 13 days. This is also around the time that celebrities begin to be introduced as jury members rather than, like, film academics, which was what was customary before. 1983, a new, much bigger Palais de Festival et de Congrès was built to host the festival, nicknamed The Bunker, because it's big and whatnot, I assume. Anyway. 1987, good year, great year.
Best year.
Yeah. The first red carpet outside of the Palais, signaling the star power now featured at the festival. So that's the first year of the red carpet. 2002, the festival is officially renamed to Festival de Cannes. 2015, this is my personal favorite, Heelgate was a thing. So what happened in Heelgate is that, yes, Heel, H-E-L-L, or yeah, that was right. H-E-E-L. There we go. That was right.
E-E-L. So that's hell.
Numerous female attendees were stopped at the red carpet for wearing flats instead of heels. So they weren't allowed into the screening.
Shut the fuck off. Fuck you.
I know. So this prompted Hollywood stars to wear flats or no shoes at all to red carpet events for months after in protest.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Apparently, that's not a thing anymore. Apparently, you can wear flats if you want. 2016. In the wake of Harvey Weinstein and the hashtag MeToo movement, festival officials and the French government establish a festival-specific hotline to report sexual harassment and other related crimes. So, yay, that's good.
Yes.
2020, movie theaters globally shut down. This hasn't ever happened since the invention of film screening by the French brothers Auguste Marie Louis Nicolas Lumière and Louis-Jean Lumière on December 28th, 1895.
It's like flair in there.
Also, they were 33 and 31 at the time. So, like, look at our lives.
What were you saying, Liz?
Oh, I was saying with her last pronunciations, there was like a lot of flair.
I mean,
a little razzle dazzle.
I thought I did super well on those ones.
I'm gonna have Eric listen to this.
All right, so that's the timeline.
Feedback.
No, thank you. I'm not looking for feedback at this time. Thank you.
Don't add her.
Also on okay. Resume does not take criticisms well.
I mean, I have seen a bunch of posts about like why you should say like if you don't want to hear like feedback, you should be I'm looking for a synonym for feedback and I'm not coming up with one, but like normalizing the term, I am not looking for feedback at this time. And that's what I'm going to say to you two right now. I am not looking for feedback at this time on my French accent. Okay, thanks. Don't at me. There's the official selection. This is the main, like, classic categories. Those are included in the official selection. So there are different divisions here that include films competing for the grand prize, known as the Palme d'Or, those from film schools, and also culturally and or environment-specific films. So there are all kinds of different divisions that would take me a long time to read a Wikipedia page on, so we're not going to do it.
So you didn't.
Truth. This category also includes Cannes classics, which are previous winners that are usually like restored. So like black and white films that are like digitally restored, you know, shit like that. So those are the Cannes classics. Then there's the parallel section. This section includes International Critics Week, which is dedicated to finding new talent. This also showcases the Tout le cinéma du monde, which is one country per day presents shorts and like feature films that showcase its unique culture and identity. So that's pretty fun. It's like a world showcase for film. And then there are events like the Marché du Film, which is the busiest film market in the world. Fun fact.
What is a film market? Is it like I guess literally like purchasing DVDs or like ideas, scripts, productions?
Yeah, my understanding is that it's more like film accessories. Like here is an old this film canister held Gone with the Wind, like that kind of thing.
Oh, like antiques and collectibles. And
yeah, stuff. Like historical stuff. Gotcha. That's my understanding of it, at least. Don't at me.
She's not looking for feedback.
I am not looking for feedback at this time. Okay. Masterclasses by and tributes to renowned global filmmakers. So like a lot of ceremonial shit. Producers Network, which is an opportunity to create international like co-productions. So like projects between countries, essentially. And then exhibitions. And I copied this directly from Wikipedia, so I'm going to quote it. Okay. Quote. Each year, an artist, a body of work, or a cinematographic, that's a dumb word. Why would we say it like that? Cinematographic theme becomes the focus of an exhibition that diversifies or illustrates the event's program, unquote. So something on a theme or an artist or like, you know, something like that. Let's talk about juries.
Yes, you've mentioned them.
Yes.
Guilty.
I said I would come back. Okay. The festival juries are different from... I'm not soliciting feedback at this time.
Contempt of court.
I hate this. The festival juries
sustained.
Are different from other award shows like the Oscars because it's not one committee deciding everything. So like the Oscars, you have a committee and they like give out all
decide
of the
all
award.
The awards.
Right. So instead... You have the jury, but different members of the jury are judging different categories based on their areas of expertise. Okay, so the president is involved in like all of these because they're the... Why? Because I'm the president. So, feature films judged by the president and various film and art personalities on the jury. So that's like your celeb category because that's the big one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cinefondation... or short films from university teams. So this is like the scholastic stuff. Judged by the president and four film personalities. Not sure why four, but whatever. Probably to have an odd number, I guess. Yes, to have an odd number. Okay, great. Un certain regard, or cultural films. That's judged by the president, cinema students, journalists, and industry professionals.
Like industry professionals is a very vague term.
Yeah, I think that's just like a catch-all. So like if you're on the jury, but you don't fall into the other ones, I guess. I don't know.
You're not a celebrity. You're not a personality.
Yeah.
Just like a tech.
You're like behind the scenes or something. I don't know. And then there's Camera d'Or, or the best first film of the festival. Choosing among the debutantes' works among the official selection, the director's fortnight, and the International Critics Week selections. So like these are like the big ones. That's judged by the president, film directors, technicians, and French and international critics. So like France gets an extra seat at the table because they're hosts. They're the host.
I guess we'll allow it.
Yeah.
Sounds like collusion.
Even though you nominated yourselves, but whatever. Let's talk about this year's festival. So it's happening July 6th to the 17th. Don't know why they moved it to July. They kind of like bumped it. I think they just weren't feeling, I think the committee wasn't feeling great about the May dates because it's usually in May.
Yeah.
So I think
they just probably just needed a little bit more
for
time to get
for vaccinations and stuff, I assume.
Yeah.
Speculating wildly. The president,
it's a fair assumption,
is none other than Mr. Spike Lee. Sir Spike Lee. And the official selection films that have been announced as of now. So the opening film is Annette, which is directed by Leo Carax. Carax? Yeah, that's definitely the pronunciation.
Leo Crack.
Leo Crack. That's his name.
Yeah. You're looking for feedback?
She already said no.
I already said no feedback. None.
Well, she was asking, is that how you say it? I don't know. So she sounded like she wanted feedback that time.
I was debating with my inner demons. Okay.
Okay.
She only wants feedback from herself.
Exactly.
Okay.
They know me best.
They know me best. The jury of my inner demons.
That film is from France, Germany, and Belgium. And that was supposed to run at the 2020 festival and was like a big deal. But obviously there was no 2020 festival. So they've also announced that Benedetta, directed by Paul Verhoeven from France and the Netherlands, is running, as well as The French Dispatch, directed by Wes Anderson from France and the U.S. Those are the three that they've announced so far. Official selection is announced on May 27th, which has not happened as of this recording, but when this airs, will have happened. So you can all go Google it. And there's also an app available to download that is specific to the festival that has all kinds of interactive shit in it. So
I'm going to ask, like, what would the app... What's the appeal of the app? Like, can you watch the movies on it?
No.
Probably not.
No. It's got, like, the schedule. I think it's more for the people who are, like, on site.
Like, critics and...
Well, oh. Yeah. I think it's more for the people who are, like, on site because it has, like, maps and, you know, shit like that. So you can click through all
an
of
app
that.
App for literally everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've gone to, like, conferences where there's an app for the conference.
Yeah.
There's an app for everything.
Well, this one apparently was... built for the 2020 and they were like debuting it or something, and then obviously it didn't happen. Anyway, so that is the Cannes Film Festival. You're welcome.
I have a question.
Yes.
You mentioned, so the president for this year is Spike Lee.
Yep.
Is it a new president every year?
Yes.
Or do they serve longer terms?
Nope, it's a new president every year.
And how do the presidents get selected?
That, my understanding of that is that it's the committee. So like, the president of that specific festival is only for a year, but it's the French like International Critic Committee. I can't say their name. I'm not even French. Hold on. Now I'm going to look it up.
You've never been afraid to try a...
Yeah. Like, what's stopping you now?
Try this kind of thing before.
Don't stop me now.
Having a good
having
time.
Having a good time.
Okay, so the organizer is the one who picks it. So that's Thierry Frémaux. He selected Lee, and it wasn't a political decision, he says. They're all political decisions for Mao. Don't give me that shit. Don't lie to me. Yeah, so it's the festival organizing committee.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, you'll have to go check it out. Go check it out when you're, you can see the venue. Like, the venue is open when the festival is not going on.
We'll make a stop there. Check it out. See what it's about.
I think you should.
You should tell everybody about this podcast episode.
Learn how to say Have you listened to Harpy Hour in French? Here, I will Google it right now.
Oh my God.
Google Translate. Have you listened? Whoops. Have you listened to Harpy Hour? Why not?
Pourquoi
Why
not
is important to know. All right, it is. Avez-vous écouté l'air de la harpie? Pourquoi pas? That was flawless. You should just take that little like part of the sound and play it to people. Just like run up to them and play that voice memo.
That was
beautiful. Flawless.
You did it.
Impervious to shame.
You should take our Harpy Hour stickers and post them all over France.
I'll do it on my honeymoon.
Do it.
If you want to learn more about festivals around the world, you're probably out of luck, but you should still listen to Harpy Hour on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play,
on your own.
Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Wherever you listen, please rate us and leave us a glowing review. Okay, thanks, bye. We will solicit your feedback. Thank you.
We want 5 stars from a jury of our
peers? Question mark?
Yeah.
Are you suggesting they're not our peers? That we are above them?
What? It just seems like we don't know that. It seems
a jury of our minions.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
A jury of our podcast enthusiasts.
That's not how you make friends. Like telling people that they are beneath you is not how you make friends. Pro tip.
She is not soliciting feedback at this time.
Avez-vous écouté l'hymne de la harpie? Pourquoi pas? Pourquoi pas?
Pow.
Segment's not pow yet. Keep it together. Like 10 more seconds, guys. 10 more seconds.
If you have stories you think we might like, or you just want to say hello because we're awesome, you can email us at harpyhourpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at harpyhourpod.
We are also on Patreon, and we need some money to send Tracy to French school so she can perfect that accent. So please donate to us to help keep us on the air. Thanks for listening.
Pourquoi pas?
Okay, au revoir.
Okay, okay, bye.